This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by no one, but we would love to have those presented by somebody. There's no doubt about that. So some of these games, I'm like, Rams, Panthers, I could probably totally skip that one and I won't feel like I miss anything. I'm definitely interested in Bears, Packers. 49ers, Eagles is fun. I'll tune into that and just see what, Shanahan can scheme up. And then obviously Texans, Steelers could be Aaron Rodgers' last game. I mean, this could be the end.
Could be.
I know he was a little offended that, I don't know who asked him the question yesterday, whoever it was on NBC, I always forget. But she asked, something about, was it in your mind? Is it going to be, are you going to ride off into the sunset? Were you going to ride off into the sunset? And that man did not want to say that. He was like, I'm just enjoying this. He's not ready to say that. But we all know it's it.
Is it?
Come on. It's got to be, right?
I don't know, man. His ego is so big.
You want to bring him back?
Depending on how it finishes.
If
he ends up banged up and bruised, yes. But you tell me Tomlin wouldn't run this back?
He totally would.
It was the 37th game winning drive for Aaron Rodgers. I don't think I said
it is totally amazing.
Comeback, but game winning drive for him.
I mean, to be fair to Aaron, he didn't have a bad year. I mean, he was 15th in passing yards, 13th in touchdowns, only threw 7 picks. He wasn't disastrous by any stretch of the imagination. It could go a lot worse than that for a 42-year-old quarterback.
Baltimore also missed a 44-yard field goal, I believe it was. Lamar did everything.
Bro, yes, he did.
They asked him about Harbaugh as your coach coming back. He's like, bro, I'm still on the fact that we just lost. Like, I just laid everything out there. Now, that sounds like an easy place to say, of course.
Right.
But he didn't. But point being, he thought they'd done enough to win that game.
Well,
and they had to get down to the 44-yard for the loop.
Yep.
He misses it.
Yep. I mean, I'll say this about Lamar,
a whole
though.
Season to come down to a kick, man.
He 100%.
Lamar did everything.
In that game, he 100% put that team in position to win.
Flowers was getting behind everybody.
Yep.
Just kept happening.
But, the reality
is, Baltimore's going to do this.
He missed 4 games this year. I mean, that's the difference. I don't know what their record was in the games that he missed, but I'm assuming you're probably 2-2 at best.
And defense wasn't nearly as dominant as it usually is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know we can't control injuries, but when the margins are so thin, you miss 4 games and you leave it in the hands of,
They should have been running Derrick Henry more is what we saw in this break, too, leaning on him more.
Right.
You went and got him knowing that he had a lot of gas still in the tank and you didn't use him enough down the stretch.
Right.
That man's still dominant.
Right. Yeah, they actually went 2-2 because I think he missed the Bengals game, right? No, he played the Bengals game. That's the one he got hurt. I guess he missed 3 games at the end of the year where they went 1-2 because they lost the Patriots with when he got hurt. He left the game, and then Huntley had to finish. So it was a 28-24 game. You know, if you win that one, you know, again, I know you don't control injury. It's not part of the, but that's the way it's gonna break every time.
And Myles Garrett got the hollow sack record.
He did. Burrow took a dive like a mug.
Stefanski gone though.
Stefanski's out again. He won a game. I'm not sure why they fired him. There's something going on behind the scenes there. Clearly.
What do you mean?
With the Shadur Sanders.
Come on, man. You went against the GM with the whole development plan for Shadur, the lack of a plan for Shadur. Right. Went against the GM.
Yeah.
Kind of doubled down on Dylan Gabriel.
He's going to get snatched up pretty quickly, it feels like.
Probably.
I mean, the Giants are out there. Titans are out there. Raiders are out there.
Oh, you think he gets right back into one that's open this year?
Wow. 100%. He's a two-time coach of the year. Yeah. What's he going to do, go to the booth? He's too good not to go into a head coaching job right away.
Well, you take him retread.
I'd love him. I'd love Stefanski.
Okay.
He won't. He'd probably rather go to the Giants though.
I don't know if he was the one doubling down on Dylan Gabriel. I don't know that I trust that. I don't trust the judgment there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. The Raiders were rumored to be hiring Brian Flores with Brian Daboll as the OC. And that would be an insane hire. Like to get Brian Daboll as an OC kind of feels like fantasy, but I'd be down for that for sure. We know how good Brian Flores' defenses are. So,
I know a coach can turn you around.
Jonathan Gannon out in Arizona. Kind of surprising to me, although they fell apart late. They got to figure out what they're going to do with Kyler Murray.
So much of that problem is Kyler.
That's not an attractive job at all.
Right.
Because that contract is just weighing it down. So we'll see what they do. But the NFL playoffs are set. I believe Seattle is your favorite. Sam Darnold, Super Bowl champ. Can you get behind that?
Nah, I don't trust it.
Yeah, it feels wrong.
I don't trust Sam. That defense, though, it did a number on the Niners there. Salute to him.
Yeah. Seahawks and Broncos are the one seeds.
Weakest one seeds in a minute?
It's open, dude. I like it. I like how wide. It feels like it could be a very random Super Bowl champion this year.
Yeah. Needs to be Josh Allen's time.
Like a Bills or a Texans or even a Jags or a Bears. I mean, it's
no Bears.
It's possible. It is absolutely possible. It feels like for this year. All right, we'll come back. The college football playoff was amazing. It rolls on. We're down to our final four. We'll get into that and more. Stick around, J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to the J&J Show. One of our last five shows past noon, Jason. Like, literally, this will be one of the last five times you're going to be talking on 92.9 at 12:09. Does it make you feel, you know, what's the word? Like, melancholy, nostalgic? Or has it not set in yet?
Probably, yeah. I'm still coming to grips with it. I'm like Lamar after that loss. Because right now, we're still in the same
We're still
slide.
Here, yeah,
you're probably
going
to say some version of this on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday.
Yeah.
I don't want to break up every time, you know, emotionally.
No, and I don't want you to do that. I'm proud of what we did in the midday, bro. I'm proud of what we did, man.
Really a salute to Jeff.
Yeah.
What he did.
Yeah.
In that spot. Nope. And, you know, what? I'll just say this.
Thank you.
Come behind Chris Vernon, and now come behind Jeff Calkins as a morning show. When do we get to come behind Cubby? When do we get to come behind the coaches who failed?
That is so true.
You know what I'm saying?
I had that same thought this morning.
We're always coming behind the Giants. We will leave it up to God to determine our fate. But we do always come into the big shoes, don't we?
We do.
We're always trying to fill the big shoes.
Is that not factual about this show? No, but you're discrediting yourself when you say things like that. Those guys are amazing.
That's our point.
Just to credit them, anybody that follows those guys.
But that's our radio station, folks.
I know, so, but these are
freaking Nick Sabans is what we're saying.
Everybody's a Nick Saban here.
We can be DeBoer. That's right. That's right.
But never going to be Saban.
Never going to be Saban.
That is cap.
Let me posit that I was at one time a cast member of that show.
Yeah.
So I'm
more than a cast member.
I was a cast. I did not like how Jeff went on today and said that the show got better after I left.
Mm.
Maybe he started working harder after I left. I think maybe that should be framed a little differently. But people don't remember. It's been 10 years. People don't really remember me being on that show. I was a very different person as well. When I was on that time, I didn't have any children. Now I have 15 of them that I know of. And so I'll be coming back, you know, a very different man than I was from. But I 1,000% share your sentiment. The next time we move, I would like to replace an unpopular host. Is that a fair ask?
I just want to come behind Larry Porter.
Right.
You know, something like that.
Right.
No Porter's here.
But you know, I think
that's the problem. You've had the talent here that you've amassed.
Yes, that's a credit to this
put
team.
Together.
It's all.
I also subscribe to this. Everybody becomes so much more popular as they're leaving. I'm not saying Jeff is not popular, but I'm just saying it doesn't matter who you're. Oh man, I used to listen to this every day. I can't believe this is happening. These guys suck. You know, whatever. Now, again, I'm not seeing as much of that nearly as what we saw in 2016, but I think that's just the human nature. People don't like change.
What I find interesting in these changes as the guy programming the radio station is that perceived by the sports media clubhouse unpopular hosts, just how high their ratings are.
Oh, there's no question, but I want to replace a low-rated unpopular host.
Y'all are killing it, and we are so fortunate to have you. And I mean that, I'm not even sponging here. Like, that is the true fact.
Well, we'll do great. We'll do a great job. We'll do the best we can. And, you know, it is an honor to be a spiritual successor to Jeff Calkins. Mm. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. You know, a spiritual – people have asked about segments. They've asked about guests. And, you know, I don't know if you want to handle that publicly or privately. I guess people
probably
will just have to
have fun with it.
People will just have to figure out on their own. But it's not the Jeff Calkins show. The Jeff Calkins show was the Jeff Calkins show because it was Jeff Calkins.
That's right.
And I think it's important for us to say on the front end here is that we can't do the Jeff Calkins show as Jason and John or J&J, as it were. Mm. We're going to do the J&J show from that time slot.
Wise words.
I mean, that's just, right. You know, Jeff is one of one. I mean, that's what makes the Chris Harrington segment great and what makes the Charles Fishman segment great, it's not that Chris Harrington and Charles Fishman are on the air with just anybody, it's that they're on the air with him. And I
GOAT.
Do I think that we could do a great job with anybody? Absolutely. But the magic that you guys are feeling when you listen to those segments, and the reason why, like, I have seen more people, it's amazing what sticks to people, it really is.
Yeah.
The most that I've seen in terms of the reaction from the Jeff Calkins show announcement is that, man, fish. What's going to happen to Fish? Where's Fish going? It's amazing what people – but the reason why people feel that way about Charles Fishman is – Charles Fishman, A, he's brilliant. But it's that it's him and Calkins talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's them having a conversation. It's their relationship yes. coming out on the air. It's their banter. I have a good relationship with Charles Fishman. Jason doesn't know Charles Fishman. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't. So it would not be it would be like if you're doing a sequel to a movie, but you change directors.
Right.
You know? I mean, it could still be good, and it, you know. And if anybody, if Charles Fishman ever wanted to join us, we'd certainly have him. But I just wanted to get that out there on the front end. I don't want to disappoint people, but I also want to be honest with people.
I think that's good.
That, you know, we're going to do our show that we do. You know, we're going to do Anthony Sane. He's going to continue to join us at 11:25. He's going to be our third hour guest on Brights instead of our first hour guest.
Yeah, his time won't change, which is
Jessica
really
cool Benson has informed me she's going to continue to join us, which is very gracious of her.
That's cool.
You know, we're just moving time slots, you know.
I'm excited to hear, you know, I've been doing shows. I did Gary's show for a decade, and it was the last show. I've done your show, and it's the second show. I'm so excited to sit in with the show and run the show, run with y'all and be the first show talk about what's going on in Memphis. This is my first doing this as a producer.
It's exciting.
I've literally never done that.
It's exciting to be the tone setter for the day. And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say this, Jason. We're also going to take more calls.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take more calls because the reality is by the time we get to the 11 to 2 show, if it's a hot button call day, you've already probably called in. I mean, like that's the way we kind of, and from our perspective, we didn't want to just get the same calls twice. I know new audience and all that, but for us, this is a brand new runway. Totally open runway
yes.
where we are going to be far more interactive with you guys as part of the show because you guys, you want to see me on camera, you want to talk to me, we're going to give you the opportunity to do that.
Well, frankly, we're going to need you on these hoop seasons.
That's right.
To be honest with you.
I do think there are some elements of Calkins show, and I think that's one of them, the spiritual successor, right? The man was a man of the people.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
And I think sometimes Jason tends to get up in that ivory tower. You know, he forgets where he came from.
Not just me, you in the cove as well.
So I think this is a good opportunity for us to
hold up my hand,
you know, start over a little bit and
take it back to the streets.
Get back in the streets, not quite to the level that we did when we started, when Jason literally went to the hood and talked to people out there. And we tried that once and we got canceled.
It's fun.
Look, this is gonna be a fun thing. It really is, and I'm not gonna do the whole show on it. But I did want to address some of those things as we do one of our final five rundowns at noon. Mm-hmm. By this time next week, your ass gonna be smooth sailing back to the house. Now think about that.
No, I'm looking forward to you know what my noons will bring. I've joked around about it quite a bit.
That's right.
Lunch appointment.
A lot more lunch appointments.
The quality of life is like the thing. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Like for me, it's like, all right, when I get done with the show from 11 to 2, it's straight to kids. I got to go pick up my kids like immediately. I don't even have time to process what Jason has just done to me for 3 hours. Mm. Now I get that 2 hour sort of lapse where I'm like, whew, I can brace myself for the adventure that is to come. At 2:30, right? I can be prepared for that mentally. I might even be able to take a damn nap. I had a guilt-free nap since COVID. Kids,
congratulations, John.
I think I'm happiest, I'll just say this very honestly, for Jeffrey Wright in the sense that he's not split anymore.
Yes.
A lot of times,
well said.
And Jeff Calkins is a goat, but Jeffrey Wright has done, and just like you did, so much for that show. We talked about Cedric Howard, how much he's relied on for the Grizzlies here in this first. So relied upon that spot. A lot of times, man, some of your best stuff, you know, you're giving to Jeff. He's got to come back and do his show, right? And so now he's not split in that way. You've got that daybreak. Brad's nodding. I'm sure you can speak to this. I'm happy for him that it's all him now, and his best stuff goes on his show. And now, you know, everything, he's relying upon himself.
Yeah. Yes.
He did a great job for Calkins, but I'm relieved for him now that it can all come together under his show.
I just told him that this morning, and this is a promotion for Jeffrey Wright, and a little tip to future broadcasters. The reason that Jeffrey Wright got a radio show is because 9 years ago, he came to me when Eric left, and he goes, you know, I'll just do both. And that simple choice, that simple choice 9 years ago, folks, listen to this. If you're a Memphis student, if you're the guy that had lunch with me yesterday, the guy that had a tour of this radio station, the guy that wants to do what Jason and John does, listen, hear me now and believe me later. This is really important. 9 years ago, one choice. All he did was go to the program director and go, I just flip ship both.
Yeah,
and now 9 years ago, he gets a show, 3 hours, boom.
Yeah, no, it's been
happy for how his day.
Shout out to Jeffrey Wright and y'all, and you guys have done that too. You've done 3 hours this whole time too.
Yes.
You know, Gabe has been doing 3 hours. We're moving him up, and that was a choice he made too, because we went from 2 to 3 when we put Gabe on.
Right.
We said, and all the people I interviewed were not prepared to do 3 hours of radio in the afternoon.
Right.
All of them. None of them said it. So he got an afternoon show.
Yeah, I do think for Jeffrey, to your point, man, like. I think
I'm
it's better
for him.
I think it's better for the audience, right?
Oh my God!
For the audience, for his his personal life, just everything else. For
split
his show.
Shifting,
split shift was tough, and he did it so many years like a soldier.
I mean, he answered questions for 2 hours in the morning, and then did his own show. It's remarkable.
Yep,
That's very
always
true.
Ready to go for Joe.
Yeah, that's
very true. So I don't think it happens a lot or really ever in this business, but I truly believe that everybody won as a part of this deal. Gabe gets to be off the air a little earlier. You know, Jeffrey Wright, like you said, it's all consolidated for him. He gets to come in and just do one show. And then for us, you know, we're setting the tone, leading the day, and we're done at noon.
The interesting thing is I did a business journal called and I did an interview with them. And we were talking about Gabe's show, you know, and I said, you know, Jason and John make fun of Gabe because he gets to like half off his show.
He does.
For Grizzlies games. I said, unfortunately, he's doubling his workload because
he totally
he will
is.
No longer
he totally
be
is.
cutting off a radio.
That's right. So we won't be making fun of him anymore.
Them hours gone.
He'll actually have to do the job now, and I'm excited for that to happen.
No more cutting it off.
I think that's probably the last word I have on the change. I'm just excited for everybody involved, and we'll obviously miss Jeff a lot.
Yep.
And we'll do that, and we'll have a day for that, and he'll join us at 125. I don't think we will reminisce, though. We're going to keep it business with him at 125, but really excited overall for the direction. And for us, dude, I mean, we've been through it all. We're going I think there were probably times where we were like, if any of us is moving, it's going to be the show's not going to continue together, right? And now we're going into year 10 with this thing, and it's an honor and a privilege to work with you every day. We've both changed a lot in that time since when we started, but I can happily say that our relationship is just as good as it's ever been.
That's right.
So
our kids were playing together.
That's right. We had to make
evidence.
Sure that would work. And Riley was asking about my friend. Where your friend? You know, she kept asking about it.
That's her little homie, isn't it?
It is.
Yep.
She's a people person.
Yep. She is, man. She's awesome.
She wants to be around people all the time. So she has a lot of friends. So anyway, I've got one here on this show, and it's an honor to do the show with him. 9 to noon next Monday, moving forward. Student rundown. All these new bells and whistles.
Yeah, I've been working for the last 2 weeks for you.
Thank you for that.
Well,
sounds
I'm glad
great.
Somebody was, because I tell you, I wasn't.
I had to update all the stuff.
I started to lose the day and time.
When you know you need to get back.
Yeah, we refreshed here. Yeah, what's with it?
You go a little stir crazy. You got the kids in the house, you know. So it was definitely a good break and a much needed break. But I'm glad it's over.
I missed y'all, man.
We're back
listeners
to work.
Missed you as well.
Yes. All right, college football playoff, man. What a weekend of games we got. Oregon belt to ass on Texas Tech. Texas Tech took a lot of money right before kick. They closed as a favorite. They never had a chance. Now they made up for that because they went out and they spent a bunch of money on Sorsby from Cincinnati, who's an absolute dog.
Yep.
But Baron Morton had one of the worst games I've ever seen from a Power 4 quarterback in the playoff. He looked absolutely awful. Could not move the ball at all, and Oregon is on the Final Four in this thing where they will take on Indiana in a rematch from earlier this year. Indiana belt to ass again on Alabama, 38-3. What stuck out to you about that one?
Just the dominance. I think they had a 3-and-out to start and then scored on 6 of the next 7 possessions. The fact they were doing this to an SEC team that, yes, albeit a 3-loss one, but we still thought, okay, there's levels, and Indiana's looked good in the wins over Ohio State and everything else, especially defensively. But at some point here, right, somebody, especially an SEC team, will give them a go. And you didn't. It was how one-sided it was. They look like a dominant SEC team.
Yes.
And I guess I've got to stop saying this because Big Ten teams would have won the last few championships. But that's how dominant they were is what stood out in that game. The fact that Alabama never really had any chance against him. What they've risen to so quickly under Cignetti, I think, is the take. You're just amazed. They looked every bit the part of the one seed. You don't typically see, but keep waiting to see a weakness. Don't see any with this team. They're so well coached. They're so you look over at the sideline, and everybody's made this similar remark, but it's so true. Cignetti looks like he's losing. He looks like he's losing these games in terms of the intensity level. His players play like that. And so they look like the team. Again, Oregon's going to get another shot here, but they've backed it up every single time. Every single time. That's the take on Indiana.
Yeah.
Frank Bonner, I mean, what a season for this man.
Congrats to Frank Bonner, no doubt about that.
Indiana, proud Indiana graduate.
He gets a new head coach at Memphis, and the one at Indiana is just as
and he's
as
locked
anybody.
In.
Locked in, happy. And I believe they just got their quarterback for next year and a starting running back.
The TCU quarterback's going to Indiana.
Yes, Hoover. They got Hoover from TCU.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, so they're not going to Lil Mendoza.
No, they got a guy.
Okay. I mean, so Lil Mendoza just going to graduate too with,
I guess, yeah.
And just kind of leave with older brother and be the sidekick.
He can go anywhere, I guess.
Or go to another school. And, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what his eligibility is.
Well, he's only filled in, so I don't know how good he is. I'm assuming he's not. This guy's going to be better. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, Hoover and then
amazing. Indiana's been amazing.
I can't remember who the running back is that they got. He just committed yesterday.
Well, it's only going to get hotter.
Oh, Turbo Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Turbo Richard, who's coming over from Boston College, led them in rushing in 2025. So they are they're not going anywhere, honestly, under Cignetti. They're going to be a factor in this conversation the entire year. So Indiana's moving on to play Oregon. They're 4-point favorites. I like Indiana in the game. You?
Dante.
This is like a one. This is a Dante's this is kind
the,
of a battle.
This is where he can, you know,
I mean, the Raiders
difference.
Pick number one. They need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two guys.
That's what I'm saying. And if we've seen how great Indiana's defense is, and so if you can have a sort of that sort of singular performance, that signature performance in this one, and his ceiling is high. That's I've heard the talk about those two, and most seem to agree, John, that more ceiling is higher on Mendoza. And so if you decided between the two guys, maybe you're going on ceiling. If he can show that in the same way that, I mean, Chambliss, my gosh, that you know the game that he just won, you do that in this game, and I think that you know, there's a possibility of that. I got to be real, man. Dan Lanning, I love him. I love him. Like he doesn't win them all clearly.
Right.
And this would be you need to break through. He's going to have to do that, or we'll hold it against him that you don't win the big one. But
yep.
That dude, man, I was watching him on game day before, and he had McAfee and all those guys challenging him to everything. They asked him actually. McAfee put up some money. If he could hit the crossbar instead of a kick, they were doing the throw. This dude isn't scared to be out there for Oregon, no matter what. Even if he's gonna miss the crossbar, whatever else. Hey, I'm gonna take off my shirt, whatever I've got to do. You know, I don't get the sense that it's as much for him as it is for the school he's repping, Oregon, man. And he's a leader of men, dude. I'd fall in line behind him, man. Dan Lanning. Yeah, hell of a coach, but
that's a great
he's
going
to have to break through.
Yeah,
no question about it. And maybe he does. Maybe he does because of Dante Moore.
Yeah,
would be my take there.
Yeah,
I still think I would lean Indiana because they backed it up every time. You shut down Ohio State.
Yes,
like they shut down Alabama.
Yes, I'm
it's unbelievable.
I'm a Sig smoker. There's no doubt about that, though. Like I am absolutely all in on
Sig smokers. Yeah, clever.
I mean that dude is like the truth. I mean, for real, he is the truth. Now, Dan Lanning is too. I mean, these are two great coaches, two great programs. But I'm
who's the next Kurt Cignetti is the question. Like, you know, has worked his way up now and is about to build a powerhouse that hadn't been. You know,
man, I don't know if there a guy out there that's doing that right now at a non traditional job like that. I mean, I'm sure there.
I mean, Summerall's had to work his way up. He'll have a chance to try to get it done at Florida. I'm just saying, guys who've come up through the system and then gotten to that big job or that great job and turned it into a powerhouse.
Well, I think the thing about Cignetti that's so impressive is that we didn't think of Indiana as a big job, right? We kind of just thought of it as
it wasn't
Big Ten.
He
job.
Made it that. Then, I mean, they're number one. They got freaking number one. Say, so you made it a football school. It's not even a joke anymore what they've been this year.
Yeah.
When you say that.
I don't know if there is.
I don't know if there's a match exactly to that, but I'm just saying who coming up through the ranks could be the next one that we're saying, okay, now he's one of the best coaches in college football, hadn't been one of the names on the radar that you've talked about over and over, the smarts and everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, ESPN has had a piece about that, like, find the next Cignetti.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. I should have missed that piece. I need to read it.
I don't know who they settled on here. Chesney, who is at UCLA now. Yeah. He's from James Madison, so that's an easy one. Willie Fritz at Houston, although he's not doing.
Yeah, he hadn't done anything yet.
Jason Eck at New Mexico. He was the name that people threw around for Memphis, but he didn't end up getting hired, it looks like. Jerry Mack got mentioned. Jeff Munkin at Army. Your boy Jeff Traylor, but none of these guys ended up getting hired. Eric Morris at North Texas went to Oklahoma State.
Eric Morris could be one.
Yeah, he just got his quarterback from North Texas.
He brought him from North Texas. Yeah. I knew that was going to happen.
Mestemaker. So great start there. I'm sure that was part of the hire. Like, yo, you're going to get a quarterback with 3 years of eligibility, yeah. You know, who trusts you. So
I saw our man Chris Jones got into the portal.
Yes. I mean, that's
the defensive stud from Southern Miss.
Memphis got a commitment from one of their receivers down there.
Okay. Is it, we're just almost sitting on one so far?
I think so.
Okay, I expected a wave of guys coming
right,
in here
right.
pretty soon, because we've had a lot sort of leave out, and we knew that. Well, he was already 70-plus new dudes. We're used to that, but
right.
Now, you know, I expected a wave of Southern Miss guys.
Well, Memphis fans haven't gone through the a coaching change in the age of the portal yet.
It's true.
So this is, like, I think they're, like, getting squeamish at all the transfers that are leaving. You know, that's just what happens. I mean, that's part of the deal now when you hire a new coach.
I saw Sutton get in, but I didn't have any great expectations you could keep him. I was just hopeful you could.
A.J. Hill got in during the break.
Okay. I didn't see that one officially. Yeah. I'm glad you – yep.
I mean, that was always going to be a tough one to navigate anyway, even if Silverfield was still here, because you brought him in for a year. He didn't play. Then I believe Sam Shoemaker reported that A.J. Hill only played in that UAB game because Maiden was late to a team meeting and was punished.
I was wondering about that, man, because Maiden was the two at that point, we always said.
Right.
And Ryan's answer was he had a better week of practice.
That's what he said.
That A.J. had a better – just didn't make any sense when you had operated with Arrington as the two all year.
Right.
And he was more of what your starting QB was, Brendan Lewis, in terms of the way he ran the offense. So that makes Shoemaker doing a good job.
Yes, exactly.
Didn't
right.
Say that.
So we'll see what A.J. Hill does. I mean, I assume that, you know, it was going to be a tough road for him anyway.
To retain a lot of these guys is going to be a tough road.
I'll just say I'm glad it wasn't my money, because A.J. Hill got to spend a one-year vacation in Memphis just to leave afterward. Again, I'm not blaming the kid. I'm more so blaming.
Well, it's just the system, bro.
Yeah, like.
That's how it works.
You weren't.
Man, he did. Should have won the UAB game. It wasn't his fault. They left him out there too long in that formation down by the goal line.
Well, you know, Silverfield was never going to start him, ever. Like, he was never going to start a freshman. I know he started Seth Hennigan, but that wasn't the plan. The plan was to start Gunnell. Gunnell ended up tearing his Achilles or whatever it was, and it was by
force. Would have gave him the chance next year, though, right? You would have had somebody not as good as Brendan Lewis and put him next to A.J. and said, go get it.
I mean, as a sophomore,
if he had stayed, he would have played next year.
For sure. No,
they
would have had
you invested.
Yeah, but it's like you got to pay him for 2 years.
Coach
you know,
leaves.
Before he's ready for that.
Yeah.
I just think it was a doomed situation from the beginning because of that. And, you know, we'll see where he goes. Wasn't he committed to Dion at one point? I think that's where he started out. So maybe, or he chose Memphis over Dion or something. I can't remember. Maybe Colorado needs a quarterback. I'm not sure what their situation is.
Georgia Tech was in there or somebody else.
Yeah.
At the end.
But yeah, I think it's just one right now for Memphis football. Either way, got Oregon, Indiana, and then on the other side, amazingly, the fact that either of these two teams is still here, Miami, Ole Miss.
Yeah, Miami's done. It shut a lot of people up.
Man.
Including me. It's at, you know, Crystal Ball always starts out well but ends up falling flat. They have shown and they've gone out and done it with the talent. They needed to do it to show that they're one of these upper echelon teams and finally back it up, and they have. So I got nothing but respect for what Miami's accomplished here. Look like they're back, and they're doing it maybe not in the same arrogant way that they once did. It's very impressive.
Yes.
Even if it ain't as flashy as the old school you.
Yes.
I just mean in terms of the way they do it to you. You got Michael Irvin acting a fool on the sideline, but most of these guys aren't. Like, it was showtime back in the day with the U. These guys, they just beat you up.
Yes. Yes, they do. And again, the fact that, you know, truthfully, I mean, Ole Miss being here is outrageous. I mean, it just defies any logic. The staff is back and forth between Baton Rouge and Oxford. You got reports about Lane saying everybody needs to get to Baton Rouge. It's over. He wanted to go in the booth. I mean, it's just a circus.
You got coaches still 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Yes.
Right? And that's what I'm saying. Well, when do they move on? And so for these young men, you feel great for them. And you're talking about this. Part of the news that just came down was Trinidad Chambliss is, according to a source, agreed to a deal that'll have him return to the Rebels. They were concerned with Kiffin leaving. Would he go into the portal if he gets this waiver for a sixth season. Point being, if you're an Ole Miss fan, you know that if he gets the waiver, he's coming back. What, man, my gosh, I could do this again possibly next year with Trinidad Chambliss, you know, if they get the waiver. That was some pretty big news that came down, saw this morning as well.
Yes.
Earlier this morning.
Well, hopefully he will, but.
Because you didn't want him running off to LSU after having lost your coach. But what a, you know, to be able to throw the basically the finger sign at Lane.
Absolutely.
And say, look what we've done without you here. Pretty nice spot for Ole Miss to be in. Look, and maybe a great spot to advance here.
Yes.
Yeah, great spot.
Oh, dude. I mean, they're only.
Chambliss is that dude.
They're a 3.5-point dog to a Miami team that, you know, probably, you know, should win, but this Ole Miss team might just have something magical going on.
Bro.
I'm impressed with Pete
Trinidad
Golding.
Chambliss
I'll say that. That he outcoached the dog piss out of Kirby Smart. I mean, Kirby Smart coached one of the worst games at that level that you will see. I mean, just in every possible way. I mean, you could point to a lot of things. The fact that that ball got snapped on fourth down, it wasn't supposed to be. Somehow that was not communicated to his team. Got snapped, was a disaster. The fact that on that third down, they throw it instead of running it with Ole Miss having no timeouts. You basically leave this Ole Miss offense a whole minute to get a field goal, which guess what? They did. And why'd they do it? Because your defense did the one thing that it couldn't do, which is get beat over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an absolutely abysmal coaching performance from Kirby Smart. And one person who I respect told me after the game, Kirby should count his blessings that he got his titles before everybody started to be able to pay players.
Mm.
I mean, I think
that's
there's something to that.
That's a take.
Now, you know, maybe it's a deal where they go in the portal and they upgrade at quarterback, because I don't think Stockton is good enough, quite honestly.
Right.
They got to fix the defense. That's not a Georgia defense I'm watching. Not the ones that I'm used to watching, at least.
Exactly. So that one's not up to their standard.
But, again, Ole Miss took advantage. The kicker, dude. I mean, he's making freaking bombs.
He's got to make it to the league. I want him as the next Bears kicker. I really do.
That dude, it wasn't even a doubt once that kick left his foot.
I had to spell it out to send to all my Bears friends. Is it Carnero?
Yes.
Yeah. He's impressive.
Very impressive. Very, very impressive. It's hard to root against Ole Miss. They're doing this with a skeletal staff down there, some half in, some half out. But this team clearly, and they also shouted out the slain Ole Miss player before the season. I'm blanking on his name, and I apologize for that. Was it Adams, Corey Adams?
That was from New Orleans.
Yes.
Killed up here.
Yeah, Corey Adams, which, by the way, no arrest still in that shooting, which is very unfortunate for the family. But they shouted him out, and they said that we're doing it for him. So it's hard not to root, you know, for this Ole Miss team at this point. So, I mean, an Ole Miss Indiana college football championship would be the most hilarious thing in the world.
Wow. And it's possible. You're talking about something wide open. This is wide open. Yeah. I think it's awesome for college football.
Yeah, it totally is. I mean, of course, no group of five has a chance still, but, you know, these are like Ole Miss is the closest thing you're going to get to Memphis in the power.
Yeah, I don't think we have to have the group of five have a chance.
Right.
For us to feel good about this system.
Oh, I agree.
I want us to have that spot.
Yeah,
I think that's big. And in terms of, you know, you broaden college football when you include,
we talked about Texas and Ohio State.
100%, dude. You got all these other smaller fan bases, and we're all smaller fan, but now we feel like we're a part of the party. When that party is that big, it's a great thing for college football. All that said, though, I don't have to believe a Memphis can win the national championship for this to be good. You've got it right now. I don't even know that we need to expand. I know we will, but right now the number feels good. Even 12, does it not?
Yes. No, it's not going to stay there.
No, we're going to 16.
But I mean,
and who knows? You know, beyond that. But no, dude, I love the way the college football season's played out this year. I can't wait to see what Huff does, man. I want to get this spot next year.
Close the gap. That's what he says.
That's our mantra. That's what we're using.
Close the gap.
Not huff enough. Yeah, you probably shouldn't do the play on words thing.
He's not a play on words guy.
It's elementary.
Yeah. Close the gap, man. What now? I guess the gap is Memphis in the championship game in the American right now.
Yeah, in the championship game and winning it. I mean, at some point again, these are resets for every other good school in the American
exactly right.
This last year.
Memphis should still
Hartline
be the favorite.
Hartline has not been a head coach.
Right.
And, what else are we scared of?
I guess they'll be probably second behind South Florida. I don't know what – maybe UTSA is bringing back everybody. They may have something to say about it.
Is Horvath gone?
I believe he's gone.
Okay, that's important.
Yes. Belt of Ass on Cincinnati in the Liberty Bowl.
But their coaches have remained, right?
Yes.
Munkin and then Newberry.
And, yeah, Munkin at Army. Okay. I don't know what Army said. I didn't watch. Army wasn't very good this year, right?
Not as good after that first year. But.
Yeah. They lost their guy, Bryce Daly, I think was his name.
Horvat going to be a pilot for the Navy.
Man, salute.
Now, what, those guys aren't actively – I know they're –
You sign an agreement for service contract that you sometimes have to get out of if you get drafted.
That's right.
And we, okay.
For example, there was a kid from Memphis. Yes. A couple years ago who went to the Tampa Bay camp.
Yes, I remember.
So you have to go get a waiver. You got to talk to the, you know, whoever, senator.
Did he end up getting it?
He eventually got that.
He did get the waiver.
He got the chance.
Yeah. Kinley, I think was his name. Kinley. I think he might have been either a tight end or an edge guy. But either way, yeah, he had to get a waiver for it.
So you have to. So you basically get
sign up
4 years.
For a service agreement. Yeah.
You say you play 4 years, mm-hmm. and then as soon as your 4 years are up, you got to go do 4 years of
service. Serve, brother. Yeah, you're in camp. You're in a high end school.
It's a different level of commitment.
Yeah, it's a super commitment.
The highest.
Yeah. I think you can get like the kid. Skeens, for example, was it Air Force? I think he had to get. You know, you obviously. Hey, I'm going to go to LSU and make $1 million pitching. Got to get a waiver. You know.
Paul Skeens was in the Air Force.
Yeah, he was at Air Force before he went to LSU.
Damn. So does he have to serve?
No, he got out of the deal. I think that's another exception. Like you go, hey, I'm going to be a multimillionaire. I'm getting an agreement with LSU. I'd like to get out of my service agreement. And then they make a stipulation or a.
That was nice of them to let him out of the agreement.
I think that they make those exceptions when there's. When you're Paul
exceptional.
Schemes. Yeah, when you're ridiculous.
Not,
yeah.
But not.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, you're going to be a pilot in the Navy. You can probably make $150,000.
I mean, you know? Yeah, but you have to be a pilot in the Navy.
That's right.
I mean, you have to go fight.
I disagree respectfully with Jarvis, who's your colleague with Grind City over there on the Grizzlies show. I do disagree with the concept that's NIL. And I know Jarvis stands on that hill. That is cap. Like, these kids are borderline Division I players at best, and they are signing
if you
up
have
for
to fly, if you have to fly a warplane for
yeah,
your money,
like,
that's not NIL.
That is a job like my kid going to college and working a second job, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I
just totally fundamentally disagree with that argument.
The NIL respectfully. Is what Josh Hoover is getting at Indiana.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to go fly a plane.
Thank you. That's you know? NIL. Like, the kids jumping from Memphis to Arkansas, they're jumping because of yeah. NIL. They're not jumping
by the way,
Navy.
Very, you know, grateful to our armed forces.
Facts.
Obviously. And Navy has been a real pleasure to watch, you yeah. know, over the years with this new coach and Horvath.
He's also a millionaire, though, the coach. He's making real money.
Oh, yeah. No, the Army and Navy coaches make surprisingly lots of money.
I think they're in that two and
think,
a half.
I think Munkin is two or three in the league,
yeah.
and Newberry makes $2 million, I believe.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe it that those guys are so well compensated. Now, they don't have to fight, right?
Mm-mm. No, they're in a different. They don't. In fact, you don't have to shave your beard if you're the coach. Like, you're the.
I'm really excited to be out of draft age. That's a really exciting thing to be in 2026. I'll just say that.
Salute those people.
You know, I was. There's a lot of. We're not going to break down the geopolitical developments that happened over the break, but there were some of those. Certainly, Jeff probably hit him from 9 to 11, or he'll hit him tomorrow with fish.
Well, they get out of here.
Yeah, it'll be your last chance to catch up on the geopolitical tensions.
That's not coming along with the new 9 to noon program?
Yeah, Cabernet Cap, we're going to take Greenland. God, it's not funny, man.
I'm not laughing with you. I'm, you know,
they're
laughing
they're,
at the situation.
Yeah, you just kind of have.
Very true.
I think we're taking Cuba, though. I do think that. Anyway, in the meantime, between time, we're gonna settle for a very exciting college football playoff Final Four. Thursday, Miami Ole Miss. Friday, Indiana and Oregon, and then a college football champ will be crowned, I believe, on the 19th. There you go.
Go Ribs. Go Ribs. Yep. Oh, Jeff suggested something I thought was smart. Because of their willingness to play Memphis in sports, including basketball, right, that we should be, as Memphians, rooting for them. I thought that was a quality take.
Yeah, I'm
with
that.
Right?
Yeah.
Certainly at this point, with what's left, the way Ole Miss was done by Lane Kiffin, there's a lot of reasons us as Memphians could hop on board with that, right?
Well,
because they play us when Tennessee does not. Yeah. Thought that was a good point that's bared sort of echoing as we talked
again,
about Ole Miss and the CFP.
I think Ole Miss is closer in spirit to Memphis than most Power Four teams because Ole Miss, we know, will get hammered by the NCAA. They'll use They'll use Ole Miss as that example in the Power League. Like, oh, nobody cares. We'll just hammer Ole Miss for all their sanctions.
still one of the more haves. I mean, certainly
oh, they
more
are.
Have
no,
than
no,
us.
Believe
but
me.
But yes,
they are.
In terms of relating to them more than someone else.
Right.
So, yes.
Right.
But yeah, yeah. Just I just wanted to sort of echo that yeah. as Memphians at this point, especially with what's left
now,
in the
you
CFP.
Know, my
why
number
would
one
you
pick
root
for the Hoosiers, man? So, I mean, I think there's a, like, for me personally, there's a lot of agendas.
You're sold on Mendoza already?
You know, it's funny. I went on a whole rant about how I you know, we did it.
Yeah.
And then all he does is keep winning.
But is it him or is it the defense? Is he? Yeah.
The man had, what, did he had like two.
I was about to say Trent Dilfer. I'm not going to say Trent Dilfer riding a great defense to a championship, but you know my point is game manager riding great defense.
I think.
His toughness,
leader
unquestionable,
of men.
Leader of men. He brings an optimism among the, right? A belief
yeah.
level
yeah.
among the group that he's leading that I do think lifts guys.
Well, it's like you know, but, George won the fantasy title over the break, right? And how did he do it? By being.
Shout out to him, by the way. He's
going
to wait till
that?
Respect Burgers. It's amazing.
By being relentlessly hopeful and positive about the team that he had, even though he made objectively horrific decisions. It didn't matter because he remained steadfast in his belief in the likes of Michael Carter and Devin Neal and guys you've never heard of.
It's amazing.
Leading him to a fantasy title. And I think that Fernando Mendoza has that. It's not like he doesn't have any swag. He doesn't have like, you know.
Give me the comp in the
not
lead.
He's not Burrow.
Right.
But I do think he has,
Purdy? Purdy's shown that he's got a high upside all of a sudden, dude.
He's bigger than Purdy though. I mean, he is 6'5", 2 something.
Yeah.
So he does have more, you know, build to him than that. But I mean,
yeah. But nobody's talking arm
talent.
All right,
let me throw this at you. Ready?
Everybody's saying Dante Moore's got the higher ceiling.
Ready for this? Cuban, Jalen Hurts.
The Cuban Jalen Hurts. You can't. There,
Cuban.
No, I mean, Jalen Hurts, and they need to do it more. They need to run him again. Yeah. That's a whole other facet of Jalen Hurts' game that Mendoza doesn't bring
to the
table.
We can do the tush push.
You know, no, you can't. You're going to break Mendoza trying to do that.
Mendoza, I mean, that's because Jalen Hurts is a leadership guy, right?
I'll get your point on the leadership and everything
Not
else.
A great
a winner.
Never been right. accused of being a great passer.
Right.
On terms of arm talent, he has.
I'm
had
just surprised
games.
You're so sold already. Like you're ready to make this decision. You're not gonna watch Dante Moore one more.
Look,
or anything,
I feel like.
Or,
I mean, I like Dante Moore, but I feel like if you it's like drafting Justin Herbert over Burrow.
And I'm just gonna throw it out there. He hadn't been in any mocks that I've seen first. But if Trinidad Chambliss didn't get the next year, you wouldn't be at least interested. You could probably trade back. You could probably trade back and get him. I just so star power. That's all I'm saying. That's what we loved about Caleb.
Right.
I'm in awe. You're not necessarily looking for that. I think you always want sort of naturally the higher ceiling guy.
I mean,
but I'm not. I think you make a great point about Mendoza might be the more steady guy in a draft that doesn't look like it's going
right.
to produce a ton of first round.
I mean, nobody ever knows, right? Nobody ever.
I mean,
knows
I don't. Ty Simpson. I don't have a good feeling on him.
I'm way out
That's
on him.
I don't even know if he makes the first round anymore.
Yeah,
he's
hurt.
He's already a late one, right?
But I mean, you're talking about a guy that's first in touchdown, second in quarterback rating in the country.
He's a winner.
And he took over at a place. And again, this is what we'll do, right? We'll try to draw a line.
He's not J.J. McCarthy. He throws the ball.
Exactly.
That's the one thing I will say.
But
he's
is
not the same level of winner.
Is it him? I will say Mendoza was pretty good at Cal before he came over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, much better at Indiana, obviously, because of – but it ain't like he's throwing to NFL receivers here, you know? And he is playing Big Ten. He beat Ohio State, which – you know, when C.J. Stroud did what he did against Georgia, we're like, all right, we're sold on him, you know?
But that was a low-scoring game. Again, that defense had just as much to do
with
that Ohio State
win. You're exactly right. I mean, C.J. Stroud put on more of a show.
What I can't question, his toughness, like what he got back up from.
He's
like,
completing
that's NFL
72%
quality.
Of his passes.
That's incredible. You want
I gotta just
steady.
Take the shot.
I just had one pick. That's who was the last one? We said, okay, well, he's going to be at least steady, right? But there's a limited ceiling. I don't know who the last one pick we said that about.
That's a good question.
Yeah. So it'll be a different sort of one. But I'm interested. I'm interested to see if Dante can work his way into your heart, into the Raiders organization's heart.
I mean, Goff, probably.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, Goff played in a Super Bowl. You know? I mean, would you take Goff? I think a lot of franchises would take
Goff.
Goff.
I think Goff is a good comp, probably.
Let's see. Who
You're
else?
Not getting yeah. Well, Goff has no legs.
Yeah. I think Mendoza has a little bit more.
Mendoza
than
has a little something there.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to take a shot at it.
Well, it'll be interesting. Now that you've got the one, I've been in that position. Now you're in the position. We'll be it'll be fun chronicling that all the way up to draft day.
Yeah, because I mean,
I think Dante can work his way in there.
Baker Mayfield in 2018. What do we think about him coming out?
Oh, we thought he was a stud. I mean, right. What are we talking about here? He ran around the field, Heisman Trophy winner.
And
I guess it's the same thing here, but it's not. It's a different does it differently.
Very differently. Very different. And not nearly the
Baker was prolific.
He wasn't the physical specimen that Fernando is.
No, he's not.
Kyler Murray, same deal. I don't remember how we litigated these things at the time, but man, Kyler.
Yeah, those guys are small.
Yes. I mean, you got Joe Burrow in 2020, Trevor Lawrence in 2021, Bryce in 2023, and we said, again, the frame, and then Caleb Williams in 2024, and then Cam this year. So I don't know. I don't know where he falls into all of that, but I think Goff, I mean, Goff's a four-time Pro Bowler. If you could do that, I mean, I'd take that right now. If I could draft a quarterback who's a four-time Pro Bowler this year, dude, I lived through Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
I was 15 the last time the Raiders had a number one pick. How about that? That's how long it's been. I was 15 years old.
Don't blow it again.
And I believe that because I read articles that Jamarcus could throw 70 yards on one knee. He probably could. Then he got in that purple.
Yeah, you won't have to worry about that with Mendoza.
Got
sure.
That purple drink, man. Cody got him. Gets the best of us.
Scissor.
But yeah, did we start another story? I apologize.
No, I think I kind of took us back somewhere. Yeah. I do have one NFL related story that I'm surprised to see is the fact that maybe I shouldn't be because they had not fired him after they did Brian Daboll, but Joe Shane is apparently, staying with the Giants. I'd be curious how my man Jeffrey Wright, a resident Giants fan, feels about Joe Shane staying. I bring this up because Joe Shane was the man that handpicked Brian Daboll as a head coach. That didn't work out. We saw him on the, and we'll keep referring to it. It's one of the reasons why we'll probably never see it again, that Hard Knocks front office show where he basically decides, you know what, I don't need Saquon Barkley. He leaves, goes to Philly, helps them win a Super Bowl. That I don't need to pay him that extra million to $2 million, whatever that difference ended up being. Whatever it wasn't worth it. It completed a Super Bowl run for a conference rival. Tried to trade up, remember, and get Drake May. That didn't happen. And I think Malik Nabers kind of falls into your lap. So I can't give you sort of credit. He was the no-brainer take at the position they were in there. But I more go back to this point. You want Joe Shane, who you've already said as owner was on thin ice coming into the season along with the head coach that you fired. You want him picking your next one? Because what could happen is you'd be in a situation where, again, you are dealing with now, if you decide you've got to move on from Joe Shane, well, a new GM is going to want a new coach.
Yep.
And so you could be further setting yourself back. It just made this look like one of those situations that made all the sense in the world to clean house completely. Coach and the GM that hired him and the one that looked so silly in some of these decisions in terms of on Hard Knocks. We saw it so publicly. So I'm surprised. I don't know what the Giants did. You know, is it that they've got Jackson Dart and they see a future in him? I've heard discussions during the break that the Giants should take another quarterback in the draft and already move on from Jackson Dart. And now you're going to have Joe Shane hiring a head coach who's going to help make that decision when he's already botched it the previous time. So I don't think this is a smart move here by the Giants. And, I think they're going to end up regretting it when ultimately, you know, within the next year or so, they have to fire Joe Shane and bring in a GM who's going to want a new coach. So you're just... You know, to have him picking another coach, I don't know that he's. I know it. He has not earned that right, that responsibility. So surprised to see it announced today among all the firings that Joe Shane will be staying.
Yeah, no, the general manager. It definitely is not an ideal situation because they won in the final 2 weeks of the season. On top of that, right? Like now again, if you're the number one pick, you weren't going to go quarterback. They're going to trade it down.
The Daniel Jones situation, I mean, they gave him money at one point and decided to move off him. They're 22-45-1 during Shane's tenure. They've reached the playoffs once. I mean, there's not enough there to justify, to warrant keeping him. So I think this is a mistake on the part of Giants ownership here who went into this season saying those guys are on thin ice. What has Joe Shane done to retain it? That's it.
Yeah. No, it's a
it's one of the guys who will keep their job going forward.
And then again, Stefanski is the rumor there. That's what CAA is telling people. So we'll see if ultimately that's the way it goes. But they have some pieces. If Malik Nabers can get out there, if you know,
defensively they got dudes.
Scatabo can not get concussed. Or whatever. I don't remember what he had. I think he had an ankle, maybe.
You think Jackson Dart is fine?
I think he's
with the way he plays.
Yeah, I mean, as recklessly as he plays at times. I mean, that's always a concern.
Can you coach that out of him?
Yeah, because I mean, it happens to every quarterback. At some point, you got to be able to sit in that pocket, and not you know, get absolutely destroyed. But I'm willing to get. I'm willing to say, like, okay, I think we have a guy. I think we can roll with him for another.
I know
year.
You had a leader. Those guys fell behind. They fell in behind him.
Right.
He's definitely a leader.
Yeah.
But with the way he plays, can you?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen was a battering ram his first year.
Yeah, but Josh Allen ain't built. Jackson Dart ain't built like Josh Allen.
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna have to.
I think diagnosed for four concussions this, or at least was evaluated for four concussions this year.
Right.
A lot of it just the way he plays. He won't go out of bounds. Won't run out, but he wants to take the hit and everything else.
Yes.
So we'll see. I don't know. The Giants might. But some have discussed maybe they should be in the market. Where they got the fifth pick.
Yes.
It's you one. Who's Jets second? Arizona three. Tennessee's got the four. Saw where they are going to interview Matt Nagy. I would advise not to do that. Been down that road. So for your Titans who are also looking for a head coach, I saw that news. They're going to be interviewing Matt Nagy. I wouldn't go that way. And then Giants have the fifth pick.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I want to thank Pete Carroll. He's also gone.
That was one we just assumed was going to happen.
You know,
and spent much time on.
I hate that he couldn't do anything, but at the same time, like, thank you for your service. I mean, we finally did a tank right. Now it cost us Max Crosby because he left the building and he's all upset. Yep. You know, I'm like, brother, you've been losing your entire career here. What's the difference between winning one more game, but the opportunity to draft a franchise quarterback. But I'll also say this. If Max Crosby doesn't want to be a part of the Raiders anymore, perfectly fine with me. He's been there for enough time. He's given it everything he's got.
My Bears should absolutely look into it.
We'll take three firsts.
Nah.
Micah deal, dude.
There's no way you're getting that kind of deal.
What'd Micah get?
Is it two firsts?
And a player. You willing to give that up? And you got to pay him.
No.
Two firsts and Kenny Clark.
Yeah, no, that's a steep price.
Give us two firsts and who can we take off your hands? Brisker. Give me Brisker. Can you give us Brisker, man?
We can talk about that possibly because these picks aren't going to be all that great. And, yeah, it's something we can talk about. I don't know. We want to look at the market and check kick the tires on Hendrickson. But that's obviously the way the Bears have got to go this offseason. Rebuilt the O-line. This past offseason, got to rebuild the defensive line. 29th in total defense. Get no pressure.
Brisker apparently is not good. We're going to take somebody else.
And he's been injured a lot.
Who's your best DB? Jalen Johnson?
Yeah, he's highest paid. Yeah, you probably take him.
Yeah.
He's considered a pretty good number one cornerback. When healthy, he was not up for most of the season.
Oh, yeah, we'd definitely take Jalen. But y'all wouldn't probably give up Jalen Johnson.
I was going to say, he's got quite a salary on him, though.
Yeah.
He's one of our highest.
Well, we're giving you salary.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're going to have to take some back, right?
Well, you don't have to. No, this ain't the NBA, bro.
Okay. I'm sorry. As you can tell, we don't usually do big trades like this. We did one with Khalil Mack.
You can just clean it out. You know, Jets didn't do that and getting all the picks for the players they traded out.
The Raiders have nearly $100 million in cap room.
Yeah, dude, you got it.
They have 14 draft picks, like no cap. And they're going to have more because they're going to get compensatory picks for Robert Spillane and maybe Trayvon Morgan. I can't remember who the other guy is. But we're going to get a fourth and a fifth on top of that. And Brady is taking on even more
decision making. We're about to find out if he's, you know, Michael Jordan-ish or if he's got a real plan.
Right. Well, I mean, what you should tell yourself is that it can happen quickly. I mean, it just can. I mean, the Broncos bring in Sean Payton. They draft Bo Nix. Now they have 14 wins. The Patriots fire Gerard Mayo, draft Drake May. They're winning the division. It can happen in a year.
Well, there are reports out there that Atlanta's already trying to do what you guys are doing and give control to Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Trying to go down that path.
You want to give the control to the guy that blew the 28-3 lead? Have at it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
We'll take the guy that came back from it.
Yeah.
You can come back very quickly if you. And by the way, one note, nobody tanks better than the Chiefs.
Yeah, I saw they got a top 10 pick. Right?
Bro, how did they end up with a top 10 pick?
Mm-hmm.
They're
picking nine.
When Mahomes went out, bro, the lights went off.
Because they lost six in a row to finish it off.
Amazing.
Yeah, you're right. They did it well.
Like, nobody's talking about it. Like, the fact that the Chiefs are ending up with a top 10 pick here is actually kind of sick. It's like when the Warriors, got James Wiseman. They didn't end up nailing the pick, but they got all the way to two. I mean, this is pretty sick that the Chiefs are going to have a chance to draft. But whatever their big weakness is, I don't know what it is. I guess it's linemen. They can draft
on both sides now.
Yeah. They got a chance to get an edge rusher. They got a chance to go tackle, whatever. I mean, they got a real chance here. But I think you could also tell yourself, again, if you're the Raiders, look how far that roster fell when just Mahomes. It wasn't anybody else. It was just Mahomes. That man was holding that whole operation up. I mean, it's really impressive. Like, folks lost six in a row when he left. So, yeah, anyway, Pete Carroll is gone. Thank you, Pete. Obviously a disaster, but we're going to get a number one pick out of it. So,
and he got the win to finish it off.
Yeah, I'm glad. Really weird. I'm glad the Giants won. I'll say that. Cause
so they would have come back and jumped to
I
one.
Believe so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.